Shalom, brethren. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of March, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, it's Adar 15. Hallelujah. Today is the second day of the Purim festival celebrations. However, today is called Shushan or Shushan Purim. Shushan, as we all know, was a major city in the Medo-Persian Empire, particularly during the time of Esther, Mordechai, Daniel. If I am not mistaken, it was the capital city of the empire. So they decided to have a separate day to honor this day, I guess, because it wasn't always easy to get messages out on time. So there was always extended periods of time for celebration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actually, let me read something. This goes back all the way to the time of Joshua, Yahushua, the son of Nun. In the cities that were protected by a surrounding wall at the time of Yahushua, the son of Nun, Purim was celebrated on the 15th of the month of Adar on what is known as Shushan Purim, since fighting in the walled city of Shushan continued throughout the 14th day of Adar. And as I am reading this, I remember that it is written in the book of Esther, chapter 9, that yes, the other people within the Shushan area would celebrate Purim on the 15th day because they were a walled city. They continued fighting on Adar 14. They were not resting. The Jews of Persia defeated their anti-Semitic attackers on the 13th day of the month of Adar and celebrated their victory on the day after, which is the 14th of Adar. However, the Shushan people continued fighting even throughout Adar 14. So their day of rest and celebration had to be the 15th of Adar. So it means that even though we are not in the walled cities, we can all continue to celebrate Purim today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the gift of life, the gift of good health, the gift of protection. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you, Lord, for shelter. Thank you for food. Thank you, Lord, for everything in our lives and those things that we wait on you for, Lord. Father, in any way we've sinned against you, we ask for your mercy. Have mercy upon us according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out all our transgressions with the precious blood of your dear Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, even as I do this audio, I invite you to come and take control. I commit my heart, my thoughts, my lips, my imaginations, my meditations into your hands. And I ask that you come and take control, Lord. Come and take your place. Increase as I decrease for your glory's sake, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Lord, I pray that this audio will be a great blessing to your people. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, I pray that Father, Holy, you send your Holy Spirit to minister through me, Lord, for the glory of your name. In Yahushua's name, I pray all this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So, it's a very lovely season once again. I wish to sing one or two songs, a Purim song. The other day I tried to sing it. It's called Hag Purim. It actually means Happy Purim, Happy Purim. The translation, the words translated that I read don't really apply. I mean, it says Purim time, but my understanding is Hag is happy, happy Purim, happy Purim. Hag Purim, Hag Purim, Hagadola Yehudim, Masechot, Rashanim, Shirim Perikudim. Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Barashanim, Barashanim. Hag Purim, Hag Purim, Hagadola Yehudim, Masechot, Rashanim, Shirim Perikudim. Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Barashanim, Barashanim. Hag Purim, Hag Purim, Ze'el Ze'ez Shlokim Manon, Machmadim, Mamtakim, Tunifim, Vigdanot. Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Havanarisha, Rash Rash Rash, Barashanim, Barashanim. Amen in Yahusha's name. Hallelujah. So that's a song that wishes everybody Purim, happy festival of Purim. And it even talks about bringing gifts to one another to extend the joy into each other's lives, because the Yahweh has turned our sorrow into joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen in Yahusha's name. And also another appropriate song is, the battle is the Lord's, the victory is mine. So lift up the banner of praise. The battle is the Lord's, the victory is mine. So lift up the banner of praise. I've got the victory. The Lord has given it to me. I've got the victory because of Calvary. I've got the victory. The Lord has given it to me. The Lord has given me the victory. The battle is the Lord's, the victory is mine. So lift up the banner of praise. The battle is the Lord's, the victory is mine. So lift up the banner of praise. I've got the victory. The Lord has given it to me. I've got the victory because of Calvary. I've got the victory. The Lord has given it to me. The Lord has given me the victory. I've got the victory. The Lord has given it to me. I've got the victory because of Calvary. I've got the victory. The Lord has given it to me. The Lord has given me the victory. The Lord has given me the victory. The Lord has given me the victory. In Yahusha's name, amen. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom aleichem. Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Amen. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. We bring you peace. That's what that song says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are victorious over the spirit of the Amalekites. The Amalekites do not wish us well. They attack when we are vulnerable, and they tend to attack Because of the holiness, because we are, you know, they attack the holiness of the Lord in our lives, basically. They are against holiness, and so they look for aspects of our holiness and use them as a point of accusation in a negative way so that our lives can be annihilated. Remember that Yahweh said at the beginning of creation that because of Israel he created the world. And remember that he says Israel is his first fruit, Israel is his inheritance. And he said that if Israel would had rejected the Torah on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments and the rest of the Torah, he would have destroyed the world there and then. So what Haman was doing was is extremely crucial for every child of Yah, every born-again child of Yah, to pay attention, to memorize and commemorate on a yearly basis. Purim is a holiday unto Yahweh. It's a day that we, the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, and the guests of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ, are meant to come together as one before him and cry out to him, just like Abraham did, asking Yahweh to have mercy and save, at least, save his people from eternal damnation. Purim is the day that has layers of themes within it. Hallelujah. It's a day that Yahweh wishes that we ask for his mercy to be shown to other people, to be extended to other people around us. Hallelujah. Because he had mercy on us. Purim is the day we celebrate the fact that even though Haman was accusing us of various evils based on the fact that, you know, we had opened the door for him to do so, and so a curse was in place that was allowing all that evil to brew, we became overcomers through the mercy of Yahweh, also known as Yahweh. That's why that which is said in Exodus 17 is crucial. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my banner. Yahweh Nisi. Yahweh is my banner. Hallelujah. Even on Purim, Yahweh is our banner. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name, on this day, one of the main prophecies released emphasizes the issue of the bride of Yahushua and the relationship between the bride and Yahushua HaMashiach. And Purim is related to the Great Tribulation, as we've already highlighted previously. Now, the Battle of the Amalekites, I was trying to say something yesterday, that it is a crucial battle to remember because it points to what happened during the time of Haman. Now, I don't know what I wanted to say, I've forgotten, so I might have to say it another time. But I had something very important to share with regards to what happened in Exodus 17. But I've remembered something I wanted to say, which is that Moshe, Aharon, and Hur was the son of Miriam. They were in fasting and prayer as they were lifting up the arms of Moses to Moshe to, you know, keep the battle victorious. And I want us to note that Yahushua, the son of Nun, was at the forefront of the battle. He was the leader in that battle, while Moshe, Aharon, and Hur supported him in prayer. Hallelujah. Don't you find that amazing, brethren? Yahushua, the son of Nun, was chosen to fight that battle and win it. And Yahushua, the son of Nun, fought various battles throughout his lifetime. He was a warrior who was a no-nonsense taker. It points to Yahushua HaMashiach, who is the one that will, you know, the final warrior, the person that, you know, helps us to finally overcome the spirit of and the power of the Amalekites. Hallelujah. So it's important to know that Moshe Aharon and Hur were fasting during that battle. And that battle went on for quite some time. You know, it started little by little. The Amalekites started attacking the Israelites gradually. And they pretended to be Canaanites, you know, to confuse the Israelites. But eventually Yahweh made the Israelites understand that it was the Amalekites. And so the Israelites were, you know, called to take up arms and fight. Hallelujah. And Yahweh has emphasized this in the Mighty Wind Prophecy 83, that just as the Esther's time, the Israelites took up arms to fight against their enemies, their anti-Semitic enemies, so too are the bride of Yahushua going to take up arms and fight against the satanic bride, the bride of Satan. And in the same way as, you know, Joshua took up arms and fought against the Amalekites. But Yahweh says that battle is not going to happen now. That the bride of Yahushua will be, okay, I don't want to use the word raptured. They'll be caught away to the heavens, attend the marriage supper of the Lamb. The Revelation 7 bride will fight a little bit, because once the Revelation 14 bride are taken up, the zombie apocalypse is going to start. I know there's a fear at the moment that the zombie apocalypse has started, but I would say if it has started, it's in small doses. Whatever is going to happen in the future is going to be so much more. Every grave on earth will open up and the dead will start walking on the streets, and people will think that their loved ones have come back to life in an evil manner. But in actual fact, demons will have inhabited those bodies and made them to move about. So the devil is going to deceive people through that First Thessalonians 4 has come into manifestation. But in actual fact, it will be demons that will have inhabited the bodies. At the same time, those who have, you know, allowed themselves to take the vaccine or vaccines, which is the COVID-19 vaccine, well, some of them may get transformed into zombies around that time and begin to attack their loved ones as well as other people around. You know, all these things are in the movies, and they are, you know, they bring them as entertainment, but they're actually prophesying what is coming to pass. So there will be a zombie apocalypse shortly after the holy catching away of the Revelation 14 bride into the heavens. And also that will be at the beginning of the two witnesses ministry. So various things will occur as soon as the Revelation 14 bride leave. There will also be World War 3. World War 3 will be on to usher in the anti-Messiah's reign very well. I've forgotten the other significant event that will happen, but yeah, we've already shared that there will be various earthquakes already in place. Now, what I don't know is whether the giants will still be on earth, or Yahweh will have made them disappear by that time. They may continue to live on earth, you know, along with the demons and other things. We'll see. Yahweh will continue to throw more light on what is to come. I just thought I should mention that. But yeah, this is Purim is a constant reminder that we are to look up to the Rock of Ages.
Yahushua HaMashiach, who is cleft for us. And that's one of the reasons we tend to sing some Hanukkah songs during Purim, because Purim and Hanukkah are very much related. Songs like Ma'ozur Meshuati Lehana Enetzabeyak Tikun Beit Tefilati Lesham Toda Netzabeyak Le'edma. Bless that again. Sometimes I believe I've got the words and then I haven't. Ma'uzu Yahushuati Lechana Eleshabeyak Tikun Beit Tefilati Vesham Toda Netzabeyak Le'et Tachin Matbeyak Mitzahamna Beyak Azegmo Beshir Mizmo Hanukkah HaMizbeach Azegmor Beshir Mizmo Hanukkah HaMizbeach. Hallelujah, hallelujah in Yahushua's name. It's a beautiful song. Rock of Ages, crown this praise. Light and songs to you we raise. Our will you strengthen to fight our redemption. Our will you strengthen to fight our redemption. We celebrate with hymn and praise. Festive candles to you we raise. We celebrate with hymn and praise. Festive candles to you we raise. Hallelujah. Another song we tend to sing is called Al HaNisim. It means in honor of the miracles. Hallelujah. Al HaNisim ve'al ha'pulkan ve'al ha'gurot ve'al ha'tshuot ve'al ha'milkamot she'asit ha'lavoteinu bayamim ha'hem bazman hazeh. Al HaNisim ve'al ha'pulkan ve'al ha'gurot ve'al ha'tshuot ve'al ha'milkamot she'asit ha'lavoteinu bayamim ha'hem bazman hazeh. Bayamim ha'hem bazman hazeh. Bayamim ha'hem bazman hazeh. All right, in honor of the miracles and deliverance, heroic deeds and salvation, wrote and wars you fought for our fathers in days of yore and in present time. Hallelujah, hallelujah in Yahushua's name. And we know the other song is, stand up for Yahushua, ye soldiers of the cross. Lay high his royal banner, ye must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Yahushua is thy strength, and Yahushua thy right. Lay hold on life, and it shall be. Christ is thy right, and Christ thy life. Okay, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to stop here. Shalom and Hag Sameach.